Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Tonight you're mine completely.
You give your love so sweetly. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Have a great visit with our good friend Don Hunter. DonaldHunterFinancial.com is the website. I encourage you to go there and check out all the things that Don's working on and all the things he's doing to help his clients and his the people he works with. Don, thanks again for being here. Execution. A lot of people have trouble pulling the trigger, don't they?
Yes, absolutely.
Why do you think that is?
Fear, uncertainty, doubt. Overwhelm, too many ideas.
Lack of confidence.
Listening to too many different people. Yeah, lack of confidence. And perfection.
The enemy of the good.
You know, all those things, lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to do it yourself and not wanting to create a team around you.
Failing to delegate.
Even though you don't have all the expertise or ability to be able to pull off your idea, all those things, and failure to manage your time and resources, not only resources like time, money, energy, et cetera, but mm-hmm. also your psychological resources.
The two things that I think are the biggest impediments to execution are, number one, not understanding the difference between excellence and perfection. Not realizing that perfection is not possible. Excellence is whatever you can do today that you know so far. Whatever you can do today that you know about what you know so far, that's today's excellence. And then the other thing is, right there beside that, is do whatever you can as small as you can right now. Make a small decision, make a small step, do it with the information you have, claim the excellence of that moment, and learn from the mistakes. If you can break it down that small, what do you think, Don?
I think that's a really good idea, and you should constantly be testing small things, right? Don't go out with the entire product. Look at how you can break that product down.
That's it, isn't it? Isn't that what keeps people from executing? They wait till they get a big, hairy project, and they wait till they get it all done, and it's on these great big wheels, and they're afraid to crank the engine.
And then nobody wants it.
That's right, yeah.
Once they've completed it, because...
Or they waited too long to find out that the engine is put together wrong.
Absolutely. Or the market shifted.
Right.
Shifted.
Right. Small decisions. Seek excellence, not perfection, and pull the trigger. Pull a little bitty trigger. A lot of little bitty. One of my mentors once said, "Make lots of decisions." And he said, "If you know what you're doing,
fail fast."
Yes, yes. And if you know what you're doing, he said, you'll make most of them right, but not all of them, but make lots of decisions. If you make lots of decisions, it almost precludes you making big ones, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And a lot of entrepreneurs don't understand that they're on a learning curve. They don't know everything. That's the whole thing about starting a new business, is that you don't know everything, and so you want to learn as quickly as you can, and mm-hmm. that's by making decisions and taking risks. And correcting along the way.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if you make decisions, a lot of decisions, you're minimizing risk, aren't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because each smaller decision, you know, you want to understand the big picture in terms of where you're going, but each smaller decision as you're moving forward is less of a risk than a humongous decision.
Well, and it's also a way to become entrepreneurial without being foolhardy. Because if you wait too long to pull the trigger, if you put too much investment, if you got too much to lose, if you got so much to lose, if when you finally pull the trigger it doesn't work, that's not being entrepreneurial. That's being foolhardy, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you really want to understand that minimum product that the customer will buy. That may be all you need to do, mm-hmm. and just perfect that minimum sort of. They may not want all the bells.
Remember, that's what they want today. That might not be what they want tomorrow. You got to check back with them. Hey, Don, good job today, as always. Come back soon.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Donald Hunter, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't that great? He did a great job. DonaldHunterFinancial.com. Don't forget to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.